Let's ask Bob Westrick what he thinks about that. He's the partner in charge of investments at Private Vista. Bob, who had a better defense? I always start our interviews with you when we talk about money by asking you about something that's nothing to do with money. Bob, who had a better defense, the 85 Bears or the current Bears?
85 Bears.
Yeah. Would you start Khalil Mack in the 85 Bears?
I would start Khalil Mack on any team of any time.
I know. He'd be my kicker. Are you kidding me? I'd get him out there.
He's crazy good.
He's crazy good. You know, we had that Lee Steinberg on, the agent that was, in fact, Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire was, you know, was Lee Steinberg. The movie was essentially about him. And he said that he is a generational player, Khalil Mack is, or at least that trade was. He said you could have 10 number one picks and have no guarantee that any one of those picks would be as impactful as Khalil Mack has been. That was if not a generational player, a generational trade, the way the Bears pulled that off.
I would totally agree with that. He's when they first got him, I was like, you spent this much money as a defensive player when right. Your offensive line needs work and stuff, but holy Moses, he's worth every penny.
Speaking of pennies, hey, Bob, the market's been up and down, and down a lot lately. What's going on there?
Well, you know, what you see in the headlines is really what's going on. There's three things as I see it, really. It's, you know, it's the trade uncertainty, a.k.a. tariffs, or the possibility of tariffs, you know, between us and China. There's that Brexit uncertainty, which that's almost a coin flip, what's going to happen over there. And now, today, I would say, the big uncertainty is what's going to happen tomorrow with the Federal Reserve. I mean, more than likely, they are going to raise rates, but it's going to be their statement, which I think is going to be impactful on the market. So is it going to be more dovish, or is it going to be kind of the same statement for how many rate hikes going forward?
Suppose, though, Bob, that we nailed down with certainty, you know, we had a better handle on trade with China, and Brexit was resolved, and we knew what the Fed was going to do and what they were going to say. And so the uncertainty about those issues was sort of taken out of the equation. We would have answers. But it seems to me like, isn't the market sort of fundamentally ready for a correction anyway? It's going to go down no matter what, or it's not going to rebound the couple thousand points we've lost anytime soon.
I don't, you know, once again, I can't predict the markets, John. I know you can't. I know Orion can't. But what I see out there, when you look at, you know, is the market real rich right now? Looking at, you know, the S&P is trading about 15 and a half times earnings, you know, on a forward-looking basis, which is pretty much in line with its last 10 years. You know, so you can't say the market's really, really rich right now. I think really if we can really get a trade deal with China. I mean, China and the U.S., we're the two biggest economies in the world. This is a big deal, you know, to global growth. If we can get that, if that's part of the uncertainty going away, I do think that we could get, you know, 1,000, 2,000 on the Dow. I mean, when you just look at the economics right now, I mean, interest rates are still really, really low. I mean, even though the Fed's raised a lot, the Fed's, you know, Fed rate's 2.5%. You know, you take inflation out of that, which is the real rate, it's almost zero. Unemployment, 49-year low. You know, banks, well-capitalized, no apparent housing bubble. You know, consumers are doing pretty well, too. Consumers' balance sheets are pretty well, you know, are doing well. They're not overly leveraged. You know, tax cuts helped a lot, and also, you know, a lot of them have jobs now, and inflation's low. So just the economic backdrop right now is pretty darn good. That's why I think if we really could get, you know, a trade deal worked out with China and Brexit got worked out so we understood how that would affect the global economy. And, you know, if the Fed says, okay, we're going to, you know, hike tomorrow and then maybe three rate hikes in 18 and 19, in 2020, we'll figure it out once we see more data. I think that potentially there is more room for the market to run. And I'm not saying trade on what I'm telling you, but I'm just saying when I look at the economics of what's behind the numbers, I could certainly see another pop in the market.
Well, I know everybody has their own horizon, their age, their investments, their strategies. I mean, that's what you guys are all about. It's finding out what the individual is about before you even make a recommendation. But is it so you guys aren't, in general, going super conservative right now?
Well, what we don't do, John, and you know this because we've talked over the years many, many times, we're not market timers. On the margins, we'll do things. For instance, when interest rates hit generational lows, we're going to do things to hedge against rising interest rates. You know, if the markets were really, really overvalued on a historical basis, we'd be taking, you know, equities off the table. Growth has outperformed value in terms of the stock market over the past decade since you know, 2008. So now we're starting to tilt more towards overweighting, you know, value stocks over growth stocks. So we just do things kind of, you know, based on where we see the market turning to, but we don't knee-jerk say, now's the time to buy or now's the time to sell.
Well, I wouldn't call you knee-jerk if right now you were getting out of equities, but you're not. So I think that's the tell in your answer to me. You are not positioning out of equities right now.
No, John, and once again, you know, just to reiterate, a lot of folks think that you can time the markets. And the thing with timing the markets is it's not one decision, it's two decisions. You got to time, you know, you have to know when to get out and then when to get back in. Because I've seen people who think they're real smart get out, and then the market goes down, and they think they're brilliant, and then the market snaps back and goes up, and they never got back in. And then all of a sudden, they're just not so brilliant. So most empirical studies will show that individuals can't time the market. So once again, I know it's boring, but, you know, you design your portfolios to support your planning, and then what you do is you just rebalance periodically, make sure what you're invested in is right, and make sure that you've got your proper, you know, long-term asset allocation. That's the key to long-term success right there.
I got a minute left, Bob Westrick. Bob is on a phone line. You've recognized this voice maybe if you've listened to this radio station a lot. He's the partner in charge of investments at Private Vista. I posted on my Facebook page, and maybe I should have asked you before I did, but it made me feel good, Bob. It's a two-year chart of what the Dow has done. So in December of 2016, it was at 19.7. And even though it's had a couple of zags down, the overall trend, even today, is you would like that. If in December of 2016 I said, how about this chart, you would say, yeah, I'll take that. Give me some of that. So even though we're going down right now, and have been for since all of November, all of December now, but overall the chart over 24 months looks very good.
And generally speaking, that's what it's going to do over your lifetime. And John, I mean, since the 08 correction, I've had many, many phone calls with clients over the last 10 years saying, wow, this bull market's run too long, you know, let's get out. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't think you should. You know, sure enough, to your point now, it's a good thing that we keep our clients in.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's a buying opportunity. We were in Mexico last week, Bob, broadcasting, and everybody's, you know, having a fun Mexico vacation at a pool and at the beach. And we're listening to WGN radio down there, and Steve Bertrand does the Dow, like down 400, down 500. And people groaned audibly. They just went, oh, no. And I said, nope. Buying opportunity. I'm looking for the glasses half full. It was a glass of tequila, but I'm looking for the glass of tequila half full. And I said, buying opportunity, kids. Buying opportunity. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a buying opportunity, and sometimes it's catching a falling knife. But certainly it's you know, all our markets now, not all our markets, but, you know, the Dow and the S&P are already in correction territory. They're both down more than 10% from their most recent high.
Yeah.
Okay. And the, you know, the Russell 2000, which is the index of smaller U.S. companies, is in bear market territory, down more than 20%. And actually, I'm not sure how many of your listeners really realize this, in the S&P 500, more than half of the 500 stocks are in bear market territory this year. Down more than 20% from their most recent highs. More than half.
And yet you're still, I don't know, is optimistic the right word, Bob?
Well, I'm optimistic long term. Once again, the markets go up and down for a lot of reasons, and I don't think right now, the main reasons that they're going down have to do with trade and Fed rate hikes and things like that. Like I said, the market's not wildly overpriced right now, and you can't say, oh, gosh, so many people are out of work. Well, they're not. We're at, you know, like I said, 49-year high, you know, in unemployment. You know, it's or low in unemployment, I should say. I mean, the economy is ticking away right now. So there's a lot of reasons if we can get some of these big uncertainties put aside.
Right.
That certainly there's probably a little bit, you know, room for the market to run.
I like the sound of that. Maybe we can resolve the uncertainty and we'll see at least something that doesn't upset our stomachs. Bob Westrick is the partner in charge of investments at Private Vista. Visit myprivatevista.com. Full disclosure, Bob's company manages investment funds for Brenda and I, and we couldn't be happier. This isn't a commercial. I think I need to disclose that, though. Bob, it's good to hear your voice, and thanks for
the
thoughts.
You too, John.
Take care now.
Thank you very much.